Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
Get used to disappointment.
The Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Well, you're kind of low on energy.
What do you mean?
You didn't give it your all. You can do better.
With a K.
That's better.
Okay.
Much better. Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, June 6, 2015, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm the freaking cat.
Hey, Katie.
And if you want to interact with the show live or anytime, we're at Movie Nights Pod. You okay over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm working on your energy over here.
Oh.
Here, have some Starburst.
Thank you.
You got really hyper the last time you had some of those. It was really funny.
Yeah, I know, but it freaked me out. I had whole bunch of them at work the other day, and I kind of blacked out, I think, with so much energy. You know the moment in 2001 where Dave Bowman is going through the vortex of just weird sights and colors and everything?
Sure.
That's what it felt like.
Okay.
And I lost about 2 hours. I got a lot of stuff done. I got a lot of work done.
You just don't remember doing it?
I just don't remember doing it.
Usually there's alcohol involved when people forget things.
I know. That happens too, but this is the exact opposite of that. It's an energy high.
That's funny. All right. Well, okay, why is there a random USB cable just laying on the ground over here?
Oh, that's from another microphone.
Oh, okay. There we go.
I unplugged it and moved it earlier, so it was out of the way.
I just looked down and look. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just set it aside.
Was that your earring hitting the microphone?
No. It makes a louder noise than that.
Yes. I love that promo that Jim did. Hey, Tom Sherlock's out there, and he says, Midnight Men in Tights. That's funny because, at the top of each show, you know, Cary Elwes reminds us while playing Wesley or the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Oh,
he reminds us to get used to disappointment. And he was also in tonight's flick pick. So very good. Very, very good, Tom. Yes, it is a nice theme. And you know what else? The guy that made it for us, we got this lovely soundbite of him. His name's Tom. And guess what?
I'm Tom, and I'm way into butts.
He says it with such enthusiasm.
Indeed. He is the Tina of the A Part of Him podcast network.
The Tina?
Yeah.
Like Bob's Burgers Tina?
Yes.
Why would you call them that?
They're all kind of into butts, but...
Oh, okay.
Tom takes it to a new level. And frankly, he kind of sounds like Tina. Here, let's listen to that one more time.
I'm Tom, and I'm way into butts.
He kind of sounds like Tina. Okay, how about we just call him Tina for the rest of the show?
Tina Sherlock?
How long do you think it'll take for us to screw that one up? Like,
I don't know.
One more tweet?
Yeah.
Tina says, uh-oh. Why uh-oh? I don't get it. Really don't get it. All right, whatever. Where are we? I completely lost my place.
I told everyone if they wanted to interact with us, we're at Midnight. At Movie Nights Pod.
There you go.
And Tom was interacting with us. Tina, damn!
See? See?
It did not take long at all.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. And you walked right into it, too.
Yeah. I did that to myself.
Oh, well. Oh, well. You had a question for me, and I said save it for the pod.
Yeah.
What was that question?
Oh, I was going to ask you where you got that doll or action figure.
I was going to say, it's not a doll, it's an action figure.
I can see that. No yelling.
So what is my action figure?
It's of Hillary. I'm going to guess Clinton.
Yes, I have the Hillary Clinton action figure. Yes, I do.
Does she have any like weapons or a kung fu grip?
Just her sharp wit and her diplomacy.
You're not going to take on Cobra with that.
Oh, Kitty, Tina says that you're doing it wrong.
I know.
And we can be like Tina's Ike. Big wheels keep on turning.
Okay, I saw the big wheels keep on turning, but all of a sudden I thought of...
Yeah.
Never mind, I forgot the name already.
Hey, we don't need another hero. Yeah. All right. okay, so the Hillary action figure, it was designed by Factory. It was designed in Brooklyn, but made in China. How funny is that?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, presidential candidate made in China. Yeah, we already owe them a lot anyway. No, it was a Kickstarter project that made me fall out of my chair laughing, and I had to back.
Just so you could get one?
Pretty much.
that got a Kickstarter?
Yeah.
To make an action figure?
And it obviously succeeded because I got it.
Well, yeah, apparently, but no weapons, nothing. It just...
Oh,
nothing
come on.
Interchangeable? That sounded wrong.
Examine her closely. There is one feature in there that someone pointed out to me, and now I can't unsee it.
She's got movable arms.
She does have movable arms, but
her head moves too. Does it? Whoa. Okay. I see it now.
She's got fupa.
Fupa? I have never heard that word before.
You've never heard of fupa?
No.
Hey, Tina, you want to tell the cat what fupa means?
There's no telling what you're going to get from Tina.
I have a feeling that Tina will be accurate because Tina is in the right age group. I don't know if it basically it's a term I first heard in high school, and it's a tragic condition that a lot of women suffer.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll just say, yep.
Oh.
Tina got it.
Thanks, Tina. That'll give me nightmares.
Coney 2012, what the hell? Where did that one come from?
I have no idea.
And
keep talking.
No, I'm not sure I can actually comment on Coney 2012, but I think the cat is now so embarrassed that he has to go outside. I see. Because it's getting warm?
Yeah.
All right. Good. I actually have a chance of not being cold? That's amazing. Ay, ay, ay. Wrong hashtag is my favorite thing in the world. Okay. But was it an intentional wrong hashtag? actually I have in the past been a supporter of Invisible Children, which is the charity that put out the Coney 2012 video, and then and then people started attacking their books, and then we get into things I can't actually talk about. But the guy who started it, if I remember correctly, ended up committing suicide. It's a pretty tragic story. Always intentional. Hashtag Virgo. I almost said Vigo. I screwed it up. I almost said Viger. But hashtag Virgo. Hashtag Orange Fest. Hashtag Donut Man. Hey, yesterday was free donut day. Did you get your donut?
No.
No.
Not a big fan of donuts. Every once in a while, I just want a donut, but... No.
It would help if you were unmuted.
Oh, you muted me?
Yes, because you got up and walked away.
Then why would you mute me? I wouldn't be making noise.
How am I supposed to know that you're not going to be making noise when you just get up and walk away? I don't know what the fuck you're about to do.
I would have muted myself.
No, you wouldn't. You never mute. You don't even mute yourself when you freaking leave during the middle of getting geeky. You've done it once, and I was surprised. That's like Tony saying goodnight. Okay. It just doesn't happen. And when it does, you're so damn shocked you don't know what to do with it.
That's true. I don't. And I don't know where I'm at now.
Did it just go full Siebs?
I think so.
Okay. Cool. Hey, I'm ambitious, all right?
Ambitious.
Marianne posted a hilarious photo on my Facebook wall earlier today. And the adjective is ambitious. Striving to be more of a bitch than the average bitch. I would say that's fairly accurate.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say.
All right.
In the best possible way, yes.
I would like to officially extend my apologies for my behavior on Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content last night.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I don't listen to that show.
I got a little tipsy and went full honey. Yeah. Wait, did you just say you don't listen to that show?
Yeah.
Liar.
It's all about Canada.
Canada, 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 Canada.
I also listen about Canada.
But Earl's from Texas.
Earl is from Texas.
Oh, okay. So we went out to dinner with Marianne and Mickey. And since Marianne has favorited a tweet or two, I would assume that they got home safely. Perhaps a text message or some kind of a notification will come through. But
you just want notifications to show up.
Yes, I do.
On that thing.
Yes, on that thing. What is that thing? Of what do you babble?
A watch thing.
Yeah, it's fun. I like it. I forgot where I was going. Oh, right, dinner.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Canada.
Yeah, that's true. We were talking about Canada.
Well, you were wearing your Batmoose.
Yeah, my Revelstoke Canada Batmoose shirt.
Yeah. And
you got a picture?
Yes. Marianne gave me a postcard from her recent trip up to Canada. She was out there for 2 weeks for business. But she got to do a lot of fun things out there. Yeah, I got to see a lot of the photos and everything that she posted on Facebook. And then I got to see even more photos. And one of them was vertigo inspiring.
Yeah,
and
it was.
It actually caused my heart rate to elevate, which was interesting. It jumped from in the 60s to in the 90s. Just by looking at a photo. I tried to confirm the result, but looking at the photo the second time did not produce the same result.
You were prepared for it by then.
Well, yeah, I had already had the. It wasn't an anxiety attack. I need to enunciate a little bit more tonight because I think my words are starting to run together.
Yeah, yeah, la, la, la.
Get closer to your microphone.
I am.
I'm being ambitious. Oh my God. Okay, the CN Tower is tall. Woohoo! Yeah. So if she's listening, that means that she's made it home. So that's good. Yay! Yeah, she's safe.
That's good, right?
Woohoo! No, I just look back over at my computer and somehow I turned it over to my work. So Sublime Text, you just got nuked.
Okay, I was wondering what that was about. Man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Pretty much anytime you see code on my screen during a show. Oops, I accidentally switched to one of my work screens. Or if you see Salesforce, again, probably accidentally switched over to work. Because if I'm just like sitting here coding in the middle of the show, I'm probably not doing a very good job of
paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least if it's one of my shows, you know. I mean, I will admit I have done other things while calling into other people's shows in the past.
Speaking of, Marianne just tweeted again. Uh-huh. She hasn't even had wine yet.
Yeah. I'm not having wine tonight. Mostly because I drank it all last night.
You don't like the grape juice plus?
No, the only bottle I have left is really expensive, and I'm not...
Saving that one for a special occasion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much, or at least a really good dinner. Because that wine, oh my god, it goes so well with steak au poivre. Ah, yummy, yummy, yummy.
Nom, nom, nom.
Indeed. The pepper with the steak just, oh my god, it brings out extra dimensions in that wine that are just absolutely amazing. I first had that one over at Admiral Risti with Marianne and Mickey.
Admiral what?
Admiral Risti. It's a fantastic restaurant out in Pacific Palisades.
Risti? Like
Risti.
Like a wrist?
But
like
without the W.
Oh. Okay.
So, with an R.
With an R.
Yes. 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 Very nice. Very nice. Anyway, so we were out to dinner, and so there were pictures of Canada, and you were wearing your Canadian shirt, and clearly we were all just in a Canada mood, because what playlist, what songs of playlist did I put on while we were driving over there?
Something.
It was okay on. I discovered this playlist on Songza. It is called Take Off, eh?
Oh.
Hoser Rock.
That's right.
It's all, it's rock that originated in Canada, and it was flipping awesome. There was a really good blend of 80s and 90s Canadian rock. It was cool. I loved it. I really want to listen to that again.
You hush, Tom. Tina. Said Brian Adams.
Nice. Very nice. Rush, yeah.
Okay, actually, yeah, I can go for that.
Yep. Oh, I said... I said Pacific Palisades. It's Palos Verdes.
Ah, you got schooled.
Well, no, Pacific Palisades is a little bit further up and even more expensive of an area.
Wow.
Yeah, it's but anyway, Admiral Risti, great place, and I first had that wine over there, and so I know not to waste that one, because it is particularly good, and wow, I'm gonna snob out if I keep talking about this wine. So,
okay,
and I'm not a wine snob at all. I just have this one wine that I like to save for special occasions and particularly good steaks.
All right, I can go for that.
So, yeah,
I'm not big on wine myself. I've had it and just
you whine all the time. What are you talking about?
That's true. You still have enough cheese around.
Oh, now you're gonna get me talking. Okay, so
you shouldn't have enough cheese around. There's a rat in this area, so and he's pretty large.
The Team White Trash 80s hair metal variety review # meerkat # Krispy Kreme # Friday the 13th. Nice, Tina. Very nice. I don't really want to get into a tournament tonight.
Yeah.
I haven't been feeling the tournament lately. I want to retool it a little bit. Why do I feel like I brought this up last week?
I don't think you may have. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think you did. I just know we weren't going to talk about it much because we.
Oh, no. Now I'm remembering. No, that was a conversation with Damien. I was telling him what I wanted. I do want to retool the tournament of segments, but in order to do it, I am going to have to write a little bit of software.
Wait, you were talking about our show with someone else?
Yes.
Was I there?
No.
Why?
Because you were at work.
That's no excuse.
Did I do something wrong?
I don't know. Talking about the behind my back. What's going on here? Am I being replaced? Fine, you go play with someone else. I'm out of here.
Quit your whining.
Woohoo, whine.
No, seriously, you done?
Yeah, I guess I'm done.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we were just talking about doing shows, and I brought up how I have a tendency to... I like to substitute things in and out, and I use the tournament of segments as an example. Okay, are we good?
Okay, we're good.
All right, yeah, because that wasn't there at the beginning of Midnight Movie Nights. It was something that we added. I want to say around episode 25,
probably
something like that. I think it was in the 20s. But I have another idea for it. But like I said, it's going to require writing some software. So.
You going to talk to him about it?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm going to leave you completely and totally out of the loop. In fact, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to start a new show.
Okay.
I'm going to register a new domain.
Okay.
And I'm going to create an entirely new site.
Okay.
And it's going to be called Midnight Movie Night. And basically, I'm just going to cut you out of everything.
Okay.
You know how, like, when you break up with someone, but you really like that photo because, like, you had your perfect smile and you were being shot from the right side and you were wearing a really cute outfit and your boobs looked great. You actually looked like you had some.
Where the hell is this going all of a sudden?
and so you just, you don't want to burn the picture. So you just cut the person out. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be nothing but lemon faces, half of a couch, and it'll be midnightmovienight.com, and it'll be everything. Yeah, you're out. Sorry, Kitty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun while it lasted.
I'm glad. I'm very happy for you. Can we still be friends?
And that's Midnight Movie Night.
The last one ever. Ever, ever. You know why?
Why?
Cow. I gotta go, Julia. We got cows.
Don't have a cow, man. Oh! I meant to clip that! Crap! That would have been the perfect one to play.
Yes, it would have.
Oh, well.
Clip that cow.
Wait. No, that's wrong. Yeah. That's wrong. And, oh, man, I wanted to get some, clippings of Bob's Burgers, the Sacred Cow episode, and I screwed up the intro. Let's just start the show over, shall we?
Okay, this never happened.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K?
No, we're not going to start over.
Good.
You got anything else you want to bring up before we jump to the flick pick? Because I've been doing a lot of talking, and honestly, I've got a strain in my neck. It probably has to do with how I slept. Okay, folks, seriously, I woke up on the couch this morning at about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was wearing a Rebel Alliance flight suit. Well, it's a dress. It's a Halloween costume. I was wearing my Rebel Alliance flight suit dress. Last night was a very, very interesting night. And that is a night with a K. now where are you going?
Just keep going.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I will keep talking. I guess I'm talking about what I had done. But God, I don't want to talk about last night. Jesus. There are a lot of things about last night I want to forget. I really wish that I was, you know, I'm not the blackout drunk kind of. I've pretended to be blackout drunk just because I've been embarrassed. But sadly, I usually remember. Well, I can't remember a time that I haven't remembered every single thing that I've done when. Yeah, I am just kind of embarrassed by my behavior last night, to be honest.
Wasn't bad.
The thing that weirded me out was I knew that I was stumbling drunk.
Okay.
And I chose to put on heels.
Yeah, that one kind of puzzled me a bit. But okay, I mean, we've all had those moments where we got extremely drunk and put heels on, haven't we? Come on, Tina, you're with me. You know.
Bueller?
I'm getting nothing.
I'm 6 foot tall. I can be physically imposing at times. And so I don't wear heels very often. I really only wear them with very specific outfits, but I just decided I needed to wear them last night, even though.
The rebel outfit and heels?
Yeah.
I guess that would have worked. Tina, where's Prada?
Well, it's cute as hell. At Movie Nights Pod, retooling, I'll retool you. Hashtag Christmas vacation. Nice one, Tina. Oh, Marianne, don't worry. We will still have science fucking fiction. We will. But I want to retool how we deliver. How we deliver. What's that thing called? The tournament of segments. Yeah. That's right. Can you talk so I can drink some of my tea?
Yeah, I was trying to think of what you were going to go with there, and I can't believe you forgot the tournament of segments and what it's called. But I was trying to find out some way we could talk about movies, because I wanted to talk about San Andreas a little bit.
Okay.
But
so let's talk about San Andreas.
I liked it.
When did you see it?
Monday.
Oh. I haven't seen it.
It's pretty good. I don't know if you'll like some of it.
Hey.
Yeah, what?
I'm going to say everything I know about this.
Okay.
It's set in California.
True.
And The Rock is in it.
True.
I'm guessing there's an earthquake.
Yes. Conveniently enough.
California fall into the ocean?
Not exactly.
Does part of California fall into the ocean?
No, but the ocean comes in.
Okay.
To California.
So, tsunami?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. A few years back, I want to say it was 2011? No, 2000. It had to have been before 2010 because I moved back to Orange County in 2011. But there was an earthquake off the coast of Seal Beach. No.
This is Japan?
No. The Twisters touched down on the ocean.
Twisters?
Yeah, we had a small Twister touch down here in Southern California. And it touched down just off the coast of Seal Beach, which was the next town over from where I lived. It was kind of freaky. But we had an earthquake years back. And we had a tsunami warning for a while. And not the kind of thing you want to hear about when you live on the beach.
No.
Well, I didn't live like right on the beach, but I definitely, if there was a tsunami, I would have been in the area that got washed away.
Oh, crap. It got that bad?
It didn't actually end up. It lost all of the steam before it came in. And so we just had some high waves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The surfers must have loved that.
The surfers were banned from going out on the beach. It created massive rip currents. So all the beaches were shut down. But some of those surfers are ambitious.
Yes, they are.
That's the only tsunami warning I've remember, at least over here. Although I think in 2011, when Japan had that earthquake, there was a theory that it might might have been strong enough to make it all the way to the United States.
Well, didn't some people get washed away from that? Going out there and trying to take video of it? I thought I remembered a story about some dude who got washed away.
In California?
Because he was on the beach trying to get video of it and just got caught in it.
That usually happens with riptides. I don't know if that was the from the 2011 quake, but
okay.
But yeah, obviously the death toll in the United States was God. I think that killed over 20,000 people.
It wasn't good.
It was horrendous. But welcome to California.
Yeah, thanks.
Earthquakes are deadly.
Well, that San Andreas, I consider that like a training video. But
I would not base your emergency preparation for an earthquake
on a movie?
On a movie.
Why not? The Rock was in it.
The Rock was also in The Scorpion King.
Oh, okay. Good point. But no, I liked it. It is what it is. It's one of the, you know, disaster movies. It's got kind of the same lines along most of them. You know, we've got kind of like a family who's kind of estranged and that kind of thing. And they're going to go save somebody that they love and whatever.
But so kind of like 2012?
Yeah, except it was better. And it was tough to say that because I like John Cusack, but yeah, it was better.
Who doesn't like John Cusack?
Probably Tina.
Yeah, probably.
Tina seems like someone who wouldn't like John Cusack.
Tina will say anything, though.
Tina's into butt stuff.
Really?
Apparently.
Did that one just go over your head?
What? Apparently it did.
Tina will say anything.
Oh, nice.
My God.
I can't believe
Do I need to punch
that.
You?
Not in the throat.
Hey, I went full honey last night. I think throat punches are in.
Yeah, I can't believe I missed that one. And that was my favorite one.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Bad kitty.
Oh, I wonder, what is the Fandango? What? Come on. Yes, the SLS cast, bacon toilets. Yes. come on, where is it? What's the trivia question? All right, Katie. The question hasn't updated yet. Bummer.
Oh.
Or has it? I don't know. Come on, what do we got here? It's still loading. Oh. All right. Yeah, that is one bummer. Okay, all right, here we go. I only work in black. Come on. I only work in black and sometimes very, very dark gray. And it just changed again. There's no crying in baseball. Who said that one?
Would that be Forrest Gump? Did he say that? Am I close?
You're kind of close, yes.
Yeah, that was Tom Hanks in... I started to say A Field of Their Own. League of Their Own.
Yes.
What was the answer to the other one? Only work in black, sometimes very dark gray. Oh, duh. Is that Batman?
Yeah.
Which one?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
I
know it was Batman.
Okay.
Ow.
Batman, that should be it then. You know, that's all you need to know is it's Batman. So, back to San Andreas, I guess. Yeah, it was good. You know, lots of action. Whoa, okay. You going to be all right?
Yeah, it's just tinnitus.
Oh, okay. It's probably the fireworks from Ratland. Anyway, I did watch it. It seemed like it was a pretty good movie. You know, I like the disaster kind of movies because there's a lot of action, a lot of things breaking up, and it's got The Rock in it. He was pretty good in it. I mean, I don't think I've seen a movie that I haven't liked him in. Oh, okay, sorry. distracted by Twitter again. And the Lego movie. Marianne, the Lego movie. What? I lost the context of that one. Oops. And there was one thing that we mentioned tonight. We kind of discussed San Andreas a little bit over dinner. And yeah, he's The Rock plays a rescue. I think, who was that? Like a recovery team or something with the LA Fire Department. And when everything, you know, goes to hell and the earthquakes start, he's got to go find his wife. So he just takes his chopper and goes to find his wife. And he, you know, he's heading in to, I think he's getting the chopper repaired or something, but he just takes off with the helicopter and, you know, everything's going to crap. You know, you can see it from the sky and there's this big rolling wave of land and all the buildings, which is really cool. But, you know, screw all of that. Screw work. I'm going to go find my wife, which I guess anyone would do if they had a helicopter. But still, I mean, you just take the helicopter and go. It's not right. And apparently, like in Twister, they kind of find a way to start predicting earthquakes. Conveniently enough, it's like 5 minutes before everything goes to hell. So I don't know. That was a little too convenient, but you know, whatever. It's a movie. It had action in it. Lots of
action and the Rock.
Yeah, actiony Rock. Need a Rock nice. Action figure now.
By the way, Marianne, for the win, it was the Lego movie.
For what?
I
said I lost the context of that one.
I only work in black and sometimes really, really dark gray.
Oh, okay.
Yep. That was, yes. I can't believe I.
Way to go, Marianne.
You know what?
Points for you.
When it comes to Marianne, everything is awesome. I'm not going to sing. No.
You know Johnny's out there finishing it.
I bet he is. I bet. Now, if Johnny was out there listening right now, he'd be tweeting. Oh, wait. Shit. He is tweeting. Yeah. Okay, so he's out there finishing it right now.
Just don't say El Paso. Oops. Sorry, Johnny.
You know, it's been a lot of fun.
What?
Last couple of days playing Grammar Police with Johnny.
Yeah, no, that's been funny.
Just triggering some of his annoyances and then correcting them. Yeah, it's been.
I did it this morning and I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah,
I had to.
I got your back, honey. I was actually typing one out and I didn't see yours go out and I didn't see honey favorite it and everything. And so, yeah. Anyway.
We had the same thoughts, though.
Yeah. And it was fun. It's fun to give Johnny grief.
It was no love for Johnny today. Poor Johnny.
Yes. Excuse me.
Doing all right? A little better?
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
tonight.
Well, it wasn't just the tinnitus. It was my reaction to the tinnitus because it just... That one was really loud and piercing, and it made me jump, and I've got that strained muscle in my neck.
Oh. Ow.
Yeah.
It's like if you heard a noise and you turned your neck all of a sudden, you know, and turned your head to look. And, ow. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah. And on top of that, my sinuses are kind of going nuts right now. It really sucks, but that's okay. And then there's the people in the... in the game room next door having a little party and they're making a lot of noise. How dare you make so much noise on a Saturday night?
Are they?
This is an 82 Honda. Ay, ay. All right.
Yeah, I don't hear those.
Okay, who said, I'm Olaf and I like warm hugs? That one's not obvious.
Yeah, Frozen. And I've only seen that one once.
Yeah, but who said it?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
Was it the one chick?
Who said stupid is the stupid does?
That's weird. That was
I know, right?
Tom Hanks, League of His Own? League of Her Own? Make a barone something.
How do you spell there?
C-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E.
Good enough.
Again, Johnny's out there going nuts.
Yeah. All right.
You're doing it wrong. Sorry, Johnny.
Okay. So, San Andreas. How do you rate it?
Didn't hate it.
Awesome.
I mean, I really didn't hate it. I didn't think I would, though, but I still think you should see it.
Okay.
Again, part of it I don't think you'd like, but like just some of the characters.
In the theater?
Oh, yeah, of course. You've got to see that one in the theater.
Okay. When? Right after the show?
After the show?
After the show.
I thought we were going to play hockey.
Okay, we can play hockey.
But I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
You want to talk about another thing?
Okay. Let's talk about another thing.
Twister!
The Flick Pit.
So, Twister, this is the movie based on the game. You know, where you got the dots on the mat and you...
And the thing spins around, and it spins so fast that it creates tornadoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a, what was it, Battleship? So yeah, it's basically the same kind of movie, based on a board game, or a map game.
They had to create some kind of drama and conflict. And do me a favor.
Yeah.
I need to keep chewing for a moment to take care of my ears.
So yeah, it's totally based on this game. Someone spun the spinner too hard and destruction happened, and you know, lots of drama, and people get, you know, pissed off at each other, which usually happens when you play Twister. I mean, that's been my experience. But at least in this version of Twister, they kept their clothes on, so that was a good thing. So, are you laughing? What's wrong?
No, I'm fine.
All right.
I just thought that was funny.
And there was a cow in it.
Yes.
Which again, you know, wow. I've been to those kind of parties.
You've been to Texas. A cow party?
Oh yeah, I'm from Texas.
Okay. People what are they, what do they serve for dessert there?
Moose.
Come on, Kitty.
Cow pies.
There we go. Freaking put that one on a silver platter for you.
Seen that too.
It's a poo poo platter. Okay. Twister. My immediate beef with this movie.
Nice.
Didn't intend that one. Did not intend that one. But I will pretend like I did. No, it's too late. It's already gone out there. People know.
It was good though.
Okay, the opening scene, young Joe.
Yes.
Played by Alexa Panavega, by the way.
Okay, yeah.
Spy Kids, woohoo! I know she's done other things since then, but anytime I think about her, she's the girl from Spy Kids.
See, I didn't know that. I've never watched Spy Kids.
You've never seen Spy Kids?
Nah, I never got interested in it.
Oh my god! It's Robert Rodriguez. Come on. It's... Oh my gosh. Okay. So, yeah. This is straight from the mind of Robert Rodriguez. It's goofy and fun. And there's a guy named Floop. And... Floop? And Antonio Banderas and Carla Gugino.
You had made Antonio Banderas.
Okay. All right. let's see. Where was I?
Antonio Banderas.
No, not where was I or where are you? Where was I?
Again, Antonio Banderas.
yeah, you're killing me. You're killing me, kid. You're killing me.
So you're
me.
Talking about the beginning
oh,
of
right,
Twister.
Right. So young Joe with her parents and, you know, they, the tornado alarm goes, you know, I wouldn't know. Yeah, is that an actual air raid siren? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, for almost a 20-year-old movie now. Spoilers. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Well, I didn't grow up with those damn things going off to let me know that, you know, impending doom was coming. I would know exactly what to do when I heard one of those. Like, I would base it on this movie. I would run outside and try and find the shelter and not know where the shelter is. I'm completely and totally unawares of it.
Yeah, you know, especially out here.
And you probably don't know if the ground starts shaking to get your ass into your doorway and brace yourself.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I would get under a table.
What table?
The desk.
No.
They did that in San Andreas. And the people who were
this
earthquake experts were getting under the desk. So
this desk,
I would trust them. It was Paul Giamatti. Here, trust him. Yeah.
Look under this desk. Do you see a full
yeah, I've
leg?
I've fallen for that trick before.
Wow. Okay.
Got to get a job some way.
Anyway, this is not a load-bearing desk. If you put too much weight on it, the little metal support right here will snap, and the wood will break. It will not protect you very well from falling debris. So if the ground starts shaking, we've been over this.
Yeah, but I watched San Andreas. He seemed to know what he was talking about.
I'm going to throw punch you. Anyway. So, the scene. Little Joe.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad.
So, wait, this is not...
Air raid siren. Right?
Yeah, right.
You know, tornado alarm.
Yeah.
As I like to think about it, because, frankly, it's not the 80s and the Cold War anymore. And I know that the air raids were going on before the 80s, but that's about my only reference. I do remember... You know, the drills and everything from being a kid and if having to duck under the desk in the event of a nuclear blast. And that's basically to just...
See? You get under the desk. It'll save you every time.
The fallout's still going to get you. It's really just to protect you from the shrapnel.
Well, being here, it probably won't protect anything.
Yeah.
When you vaporize. Unless you get under a desk.
Hey. We're getting distracted again. Yeah. So they run out to their shelter,
uh-huh.
Outside, and they leave the flipping dog behind.
Yeah, that was kind of.
Don't you know if you leave the dog behind, your dad dies? I mean, seriously, people. There's so many movies. Well, the only other one I can think of right off the top of my head is Man of Steel. But when you leave the dog behind, your dog is fine, but your dad dies.
Well, I don't know if the dog was fine in this one.
Yeah.
You never saw anything about the dog afterward, right?
Yeah, they let the dog in.
Oh, the dog did? They did get
yes.
the dog?
Okay. Yes.
I missed that part, I guess.
Because if they had the dog in the first place, the dad wouldn't have had to unlatch it and then let the dog in, you know, to stop his screaming daughter, you know, because she was freaked out about the dog. You know, she wanted to bring the dog because she didn't want her dad to die.
Stupid
But
kid.
No. They had to vacate without the dog, and then, you know, dad unlatched it, and then let the dog in, and then relatched it, and they all went down, and then the latch started juggling, you know, jiggling, and all that, and the dad ran up, you know, to be the hero, and he's holding onto the latch, because, you know, hey, we've got this nasty-ass freaking storm outside, and one man's, you know, oh, it's, I'm not going to be able to hold it, well, then get the fuck away from it. Like, seriously.
Well, I've
you know, if you're not going to be able to hold it and the storm is going to rip the thing off, maybe you should let go of it because you're probably all going to die anyway.
Yeah, just don't be there.
Anyway. I maintain the dad died because they didn't save the dog the first time.
And I think they should have had a second door. You know, have the original door that you walk into and they have one on the inside. Once you get down the steps and you enter that way. Then have another door right there. Because I wouldn't feel safe just having the one door being exposed to a tornado.
But you also only have so much room. Yeah, and the mom and Joe were perfectly fine down there. Yeah. Like, and the dad just kept saying, like, yeah, whatever he was saying, it's not going to hold her. I can't hold it. I can't hold it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, okay, so let go and live.
Yeah, just let it go.
Let it go. CTFO. Well,
Frozen hadn't come out yet, so he didn't get the memo.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Anyway, that is my immediate beef.
Yeah, they should have had a second door in there. Seriously, that's what I was thinking.
I like your
because no one is going to be sitting in the stairwell. Just have the door, the entrance door, and then have the inner door.
Yep. And Tina points out they never leave the cat behind. No.
Oh, cat was the first one in there, probably. Screw you, humans.
The cat knew it was coming and was already, like, prepared.
Yeah.
And the cat already pooped in there. No, just walked around, started peeing on things. You know, mine.
Mine, mine.
Mine. Yeah.
That's mine. This is mine.
So what I want to highlight about this movie is the cast.
Uh-huh. A lot of known people in this.
Yep. A lot of really, you know, Bill Paxton. This is one of the first things I remember seeing him in.
Yeah, and you said that, and I was amazed that this was like one of the first ones. You even said you were kind of going through the, you know, IMDb about him.
I had no idea he was in The Terminator.
Yeah, that shocked me. I was like, you don't remember him in the first, a few minutes when The Terminator first arrives? He's one of the punks?
No, so. I don't. Clearly, I didn't remember it this morning. We haven't watched it again, and I don't remember him being one of the punks right now. You can tell me he's one of the punks. That's great.
Well, he didn't last very long in the movie, so.
Well, okay.
I can see why, but I've seen it a dozen times at least. So.
I've seen it a handful of times, but what year did The Terminator come out?
84, I think.
And what year was I born?
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, that would be 1980. Yes, I know, but T2 is the Terminator that I really remember.
Yeah, it is probably that's superior.
Definitely my favorite.
Which is odd because usually the sequels are not as good, but T2, yes.
Yeah, agreed.
Just like Empire.
Hey, what's
just
your
like Breaking 2?
Hey,
what
am I wearing right now?
Empire Strikes Back.
There we go. There we go. Watching the show.
Empire Strikes Back. Electric Boogaloo.
What's wrong with you?
What?
Okay. There were a bunch of other things that you rattled off. Bill Paxton.
Aliens?
Yeah.
Game over. Come on. And that's
wasn't,
about it.
Yeah, it wasn't one of the ones that I ended up watching when I was a kid. I think I've seen it once, and
well, that's amazing too.
I can make references to xenomorphs, but I really don't. Yeah, my biggest exposure to a xenomorph would be in the end of Spaceballs.
Oh.
Yeah,
he was in a lot of movies in the 80s, I think, but just as a background kind of character who probably didn't have that big of a role in it, but those are some of the bigger ones that I remember.
Yeah, there were quite a few, but Twister is one of the first ones that I really remember. Anyway, Helen Hunt.
Yeah, I knew her from before that. Like I mentioned, I said a quarterback movie. It was like a TV show movie, TV movie, where she was in high school and she was a girl, and then she ended up being the quarterback or something of the team. That's about all I remember of it. I think it was some kind of big role for her back then. But.
Yeah, we were at that point, we were talking about girls just want to have fun also. But did you say that Sarah Jessica Parker was also in that quarterback movie, or were we had we moved on? I was very confused by that.
Jamie Gertz, that's when next.
Oh, Jamie Gertz. Okay. Now I'm just all confused.
Jamie, but, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I can't mention Helen Hunt without bringing up.
Oh yeah.
The time that I know I've told the story, so I will just quickly rehash. It was after. It was after Pay It Forward wrapped. Kevin Spacey and Haley Joel Osment came into the restaurant that I was working at. Certain restaurant in Disneyland. Were you? You're there.
I know. I did it off, so I didn't go full.
Yeah, but yeah, you haven't been in front of your microphone like for a long time.
I've been in front of
the microphone. No, you're not. You're always off to the
Continue.
Side. Always off to the side. Anyway. So yeah, Haley Joel Osment and Kevin Spacey came in. Kevin Spacey was mute yourself if you're going to adjust.
I didn't know it was going to be that loud when I did that.
It's always that loud. Any time that you move it, it's going to be loud. Anyway,
Bradland.
Yes, Kevin Spacey off in the corner watching Haley Joel Osment have a bunch of fun with his friends. They had just wrapped and they were going up to Club 33 to dine, and there was a really nice woman in the party wearing a black hat, and she was great, and just very, 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 very interesting, and we ended up talking about calculus.
The math?
Yes.
Okay. I thought maybe that was another part of the
because club that's, or something. she had asked if I was in school, and she just had a whole bunch of questions and ended up telling her, you know, I was studying computer science and she had asked me about my classes and we were talking, just having a good conversation. You know, I really enjoyed it. And later in the day, someone came up and said, oh yeah, Kevin Spacey and Haley Joel Osment, but Helen Hunt, oh my gosh, you know, started talking about her, and it's just like, yeah, I would have had to let her in. So no, she's not up here. 'Cause I love her. I absolutely love her. I think I had just watched What Women Want like earlier in the week. You know, so she was definitely on the brain, and or maybe it was Castaway. I don't know. But I had just watched one of her movies earlier, so she, you know, I had already even been thinking about her, and then I was like, no, I would have had to let her in. I would know if she was up here. Embarrassing. I was talking to Helen Hunt the entire time. Didn't even realize it. She's effing awesome. Just very, very sweet lady. So yeah,
that would have been fun to see. I was talking to her. What?
No, it was just she was wearing a black baseball cap and
so that's all it takes. You would be fooled by Clark Kent and Superman.
Shut up. No, it's just I wasn't able to make like really good eye contact.
Yeah,
you know, and frankly, I don't, you know, I will look at someone when I'm talking to them, but yeah, it's not like I was going to be staring longingly into the eyes of all the guests that came through the door. No. Jamie Gertz.
Yes.
You brought up something that she was in.
Yeah, I'd mentioned that she was in Square Pegs back in 82, 83, which you wouldn't have seen. It was about high school students and, you know, in the 80s.
Yeah, I would have been two.
Yeah, and it was that's when I mentioned Sarah Jessica Parker. That's what I remember her from, because she was one of the nerdy kids that was just trying to fit in. So that's what it was based on, the Square Pegs, because, you know, they were geeks at the time, geeky nerds, and they were just trying to fit in with the cool people. And Jamie Gertz was one of the cool people. Well, I can't remember. I think maybe she was like with the journalism or something, but she was kind of cool. I just remember from way back then.
And okay.
She's been in other things, but...
Yeah, but...
That and this, and they're the only ones I really remember her from.
She's a... Oh, God, was it with Mark Addy? The TV show?
With Mark Addy from...
From... Night's Tale?
Yeah, I know who he is. I can't remember the name of the show.
Neither can I. I'm not going to be able to come up with it. Still Standing.
Is that what it was? I wanted to say that, but...
I think so.
It just didn't sound right.
Well, honestly, I had to plug it into... the IMDb machine. And yes, it's Still Standing with Mark Addy. Look at that.
Huh.
There we go.
Oh, and I told you she was in Lost Boys, too.
That I don't remember.
She was Star. Yeah,
I know. But do you know how long it's been since I've seen that movie?
Well, probably when it first came out.
No. But, like, since the early 2000s, at least.
That's probably the last time I watched it.
Yeah. And you know how young she would have been? In The Lost Boys. When did that come out? That was like, what, 87?
87, 88, somewhere around there. So...
Okay, so if 10... You know, she would have been like 19, maybe 20. Because she was only 30 when they were filming Twister.
See, that amazes me, too. Because in 82, that would have been... She would have been 15 in Square Pegs. I know they were all supposed to be high school students, but... That's really young. But she always looks young. She looks young now. I don't know how old she is now.
Right now, she would... she's coming... She's 49 at the moment.
Well, she doesn't look like it.
No, not at all. Absolutely fantastic. So actually, she... Is this a recent photo? Because if this is recent... This is 2008, so... She does not look like she's in her 40s in that photo. Not at all.
Yeah, and I don't think
in fact, she pretty much still looks the same from when she was filming Twister.
Vampire. Maybe she is. From The Lost Boys, from then, she would turn into a vampire.
Maybe. You said Square Pegs. Let's see. 82, 83. Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
So she would have been 16 to 17 at that time.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, there was someone else in here that you really liked, or have liked.
Are we going to go with Cary Elwes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Love him.
This was the first movie that I remember him from. Maybe Hot Shots was out around that time, too.
But, oh, my God, Hot Shots. Right? Yeah. But, Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Yeah, but I don't think I actually watched that one until later. So this is the one that I saw him in, and I didn't like him because he was a jerk in this. But, you know, I've seen him in other things since, and I kind of like him, but it's just...
But come on, The Princess Bride, seriously. I still can't believe that... Yeah.
Well, see, it's one that I haven't actually watched all the way through until a few weeks ago.
Okay, what about Liar Liar?
He was in that?
Yes, he... Oh, my God, yes, he was.
I haven't seen that since it was on video cassette, I think.
Oh, my God, that was one of my... That's probably my favorite Jim Carrey movie.
Well, I can't say that. Mine's a Truman Show. It's even...
Fair enough.
But, no, I no, seriously didn't know he was
that
in
is, that. That is a fantastic choice, but yes.
I had no idea he was in that.
Yep.
He was in the Saw movies.
Yeah, he was
in... Saw movie. Saw, the first one.
Yeah, he was in Saw. Kiss the Girls with Morgan Freeman. And I think Ashley Judd was in that one. Or was that Along Came a Spider?
I know which one it is, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God.
Based on the James Patterson books.
The Jungle Book.
He was in The Jungle
Book? He was in The Jungle Book. Yeah, you know, with Jason Scott Lee as Mowgli. No, the live action one.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah. Well, I barely made it through the Jungle Book animated movie.
What, you don't like Baloo scratching his back on a tree? You know? Come on. Really?
I'm not into bears.
The Princess Bride, man.
Well, I have a new appreciation for it now.
Good.
I understand every reference now, and I like it.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
He was in that, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was, wasn't he Harker?
Oh, he was one of the suitors or whatever?
No, I think he was Jonathan Harker. Let's see. Bram. No. No. Maybe it's just listed as Dracula. When did that come out? 99? No, he was Lord Arthur Holmwood. Okay.
So he was one of the suitors.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Who the hell played Harker? Was that Keanu Reeves?
Was he the one writing the stories or narrating his journal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah. That was okay. Ted. I love that movie. Let's see. Yeah, Keanu Reeves was Harker. That's right. Oh yeah, I'm Richard Grant. I forgot. A lot of good people in that movie. Anthony Hopkins was in that.
Yeah.
I met him at the club too.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me what he ate.
I couldn't possibly tell you everything that he ate because he came during the day and it was the buffet, but it was for his mother's birthday. And
some alfalfa beans.
Wow.
Come on, I had to go there.
Wow. No, he was really awesome, and he was impressed with my ability to do the high water pour.
Oh, you!
I swear we've talked about this before.
You've told me about that before, but I don't remember Anthony Hopkins being brought up.
Okay.
But yeah, I do know the high water pour.
Okay.
People are weird.
What?
It's Ratland. It's your water.
It was just something that we.
It's cool though.
Well, we had to stop doing it because we eventually stopped. Management wanted to make the restaurant more upscale.
How can you get more upscale than that? Pouring water that high into by, a that's awesome.
Hold, by getting aquapana in glass bottles, which were fucking impossible to pour out of. Like even, yeah, you get freaking tiny little like it. Quite literally a bottleneck. It was the worst shaped bottle for it slowed us down so much. We eventually had to start just pouring it into pitchers. So they had the exact opposite effect because people were running out of water because we couldn't keep their freaking water glasses full. It sucked. It really, really sucked. Wow, we are on a massive tangent.
Yeah, no. Talking about... So, who was next on the list that was...
Philip Seymour Hoffman!
Of course.
I want to watch Pirate Radio again.
That was a good movie. I like that. Yeah, I do want to watch that one again.
That was our third episode.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because Pump Up the Volume was number four.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd watch that one again.
Yeah. That was awesome.
You said this was... the first role you saw him in, or
this I can't remember, but it was definitely one of the first ones I ever saw him in.
Yeah, mine would have to be Leap of Faith because that came out in 92.
Oh, right, yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. Let's see, what else did I love? Oh, I loved him in Patch Adams, even though he was kind of a dick.
Yeah,
Mission Impossible 3.
Oh, he was very evil in that.
Yes.
So I liked him.
Yeah. I slept through Capote. And I've never attempted to watch it again. I wasn't happy that day.
I saw it once. It was all right.
Oh, right. He was in The Talented Mr. Ripley. I forgot about that.
Didn't see that.
Yeah.
Heard about it.
I got a story about that one.
Uh-oh.
Me and one of my exes, we had just started dating and we went over to her parents' house and we were watching a movie in her room.
Okay.
We were very young. Not that young though. For Christ's sake. I was 19, she was 18. So.
Okay.
We weren't that young, But needless to say, her parents weren't too happy about us cuddling in bed watching The Talented Mr. Ripley. And I hated that movie anyway.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Probably won't now.
Yeah. But that made for a not so fun day when her stepdad discovered us. Anyway.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, good.
Yes, very, very good.
Oh, isn't he Almost Famous? I watched that yesterday. I liked him in that role. So,
be sure to think of one of my favorite roles of his?
Yeah.
Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I love it. I love it when he plays a shithead. or when he played a shithead. Oh, what a loss on him. All right, who else do we got on here? Oh, yeah, Alan Rock.
Yeah, you called him Cameron.
Yeah.
I called him Captain Harriman.
And I also called him a yokel. And we're back to Keanu Reeves. Oh, wait. There's another connection there. The director of Twister, Yann DeBot.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if I'm saying his name right. He directed Speed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not.
That was like his breakout movie for directing. He's normally a cinematographer.
Okay, so maybe that's
but where he got it. Yeah, Speed was the first movie he directed.
Did you do Speed
2? His breakout. He did Speed 2.
Oh, well, that's where it all went to hell.
Actually, according to IMDb, from what I was reading earlier, yes, that is where it all went to hell. God, what did he do after that? It was
not much.
No, he did one more that it just wasn't a box office success. God, what was that?
Waterworld?
No, it wasn't Waterworld. I'm gonna have to go look it up. I'm really not gonna be able to come up with it. But what did he direct? Anyway, yeah. Lara Croft Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life.
That one?
Yeah.
I never watched that one. I watched the first one, but the second one I heard too much about, and it's like, no interest.
All right. Fair enough. Let's see. Bill Paxton, Helen Hunt, Jamie Gertz, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Cary Elwes, Alan Ruck, Alexa Panavega, kind of already covered her. Now, there were
a lot of extras.
There were a lot of, I'd usually say that guy actors. But there's a woman on the list. So, let's just start with, Sean Whalen.
Yeah. That's one you really just got excited about.
Well, yeah, because I know him from a commercial. And it's an iconic commercial, and I'm going to just play it right now.
Okay.
And that was the Vienna Wood Dancing Bee, one of my all-time favorites. And now let's make that random call with today's $10,000 question. It's a tough one. Who shot Alexander Hamilton in that famous duel? All right, let's go to the phones and see who's out there.
Hello?
Hello, for $10,000, who shot...
I'm book.
Excuse me?
I'm a book. Oh, hold on, let me just look. No!
I'm afraid your time is almost up.
I'm a book.
I'm sorry, maybe next time.
Got milk.
Maybe you shouldn't put so much peanut butter on that sandwich there.
Yeah. So, I found that commercial whenever you were talking about it. Damn it.
Yeah, because I said he was the Got Milk Aaron Burr guy. And so you looked it up, you found the commercial. And then when we played it, now that radio DJ, I recognized that voice.
Yeah. I did too once you pointed it out. I wasn't paying attention to it, but once you pointed out who you said it was, and I was like, well, yeah, that is him.
His name is Robert Paulson.
Well, my immediate thought when you said it was, that was Meatloaf? Didn't sound like Meatloaf.
Yakko. No, Wacko. Wait. Shit. Yakko. Which one? Yeah, he was Yakko. And many, many, many. Oh, he's the voice of Raphael. Duh. And actually now Donatello in the new Ninja Turtles.
Oh, I didn't know that. I never got into the new one.
Yeah, but he was the voice of Raphael. Come on.
He's not here to please me.
And we're not going to talk about
Raphael.
That Raphael. So, that, yeah, that's when not... last night got weird.
Yeah, once you pointed out that's who it was, yeah, I had to look it up. And it did say in that YouTube, you know, video.
It did say in the description.
That it was Rob Paulson, which I thought was cool. And yeah,
and Sean Whalen. But it also who directed that commercial? This is one of my favorite commercials. Like, definitely one of the most iconic commercials that I frankly think about very frequently.
Michael Bay.
Michael Bay directed that.
I saw no Transformers in it. Or Ninja Turtles. Which is weird because it had Rob Paulson in it.
And you did, yeah.
And he's been to Ninja Turtles. There was a Ninja Turtle in it. Damn. Holy shit. That's messed up.
Wow. You just had a moment. I wish everyone could see the reaction on Kitty's face.
That was weird.
That's weird, right?
Yeah. Two Ninja Turtles in the Michael Bay directed commercial.
Wow. Okay. So that definitely. The Drew Barrymore movie where she goes back to high school. Never been kissed. Thank you. He was in that.
Didn't see it. I have it, but I haven't seen it yet.
All right.
Messed up again.
No, it's just. I can always tell when you're not close enough because you don't register on here.
How about now?
Okay, yeah, okay. That was quite a bit better.
Very good.
But yeah, so you can see when you're speaking at an appropriate volume and close enough to the mic that it jumps up like that as you speak.
Well, that's good. Thank you.
All right. That's good, right?
Well, that's good, right?
All right. So another that guy. Joey Slotnick.
I've seen him here and there.
He played a guy named Joey in this.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, but Bill Paxton played a Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what was the name? you brought up Philip Seymour Hoffman in Leap of Faith.
Yeah.
What was Cary Elwes's character's name?
Oh, Dr. Jonas Miller.
Yeah. Instead of Jonas Nightingale. All right.
Yeah.
But Joey Slotnick, I always think of him as Waz from Pirates of Silicon Valley. I've seen him.
Waz?
Yeah, he was Waz.
I haven't seen that in a while. I've been wanting to watch it, but I've been wanting to see it.
Yeah. He's been in a bunch of other things, but that's what I usually think of him. You brought up Anthony Rapp.
Yeah, he played Tony. He played Tony in Dazed and Confused too. Not like a sequel, but also.
Yeah. Jeremy Davies. Now, that guy I always think of from Band of Brothers.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I haven't seen it. I remember him from Lost. Good.
I can't watch Band of Brothers without crying at the end because it always makes me think about my pop-up.
Okay.
Yeah. So, a little tidbit on that one. Patrick Fischler. He was the smart couple. You know, he was half of the smart couple in Idiocracy. You know, the one that didn't end up having kids because they were planning it out and everything. And then he died.
Yeah.
He failed. And most recently, he was the author in Once Upon a Time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He was in Red State. Yes, he was. One of the agents at the end.
Mm-hmm. So. Indeed. Indeed. Let's see. Zach Grenier.
Oh, he's been in a lot of crap that I couldn't even tell you. I just remember him popping up here and there.
He was the boss in Fight Club.
Was he?
Uh-huh. Remember when Ed Norton, you know, like starts beating the shit out of himself in the boss's office?
That was him?
That was Zach Grenier.
Wow. I had to go back and watch. I really want to watch that one again. I just haven't. I just haven't yet.
Okay. Abraham Ben-Ruby.
Nope.
Another. No? Okay. He was Thor in George of the Jungle.
You might, oh, okay.
You might,
the name I didn't know.
Yeah. You might know him from ER.
Yeah, I remember him from ER.
And a whole bunch of other things.
Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Oh, my
That's
God, yeah.
I remember him from.
Yeah, Parker Lewis. Wow. Nice. Good one.
We didn't have many lines, just like some of these other people.
Yeah. Now, Wendell Josepher. Off the top of my head, can't remember what else I've seen her in. Or maybe this is the only thing I've ever seen her in. But I could have sworn that she was in...
She was in Volcano.
Yes, yes. That's right. That's... There we go. Thank you. I was trying to figure out...
And that came out a year later. So...
Wow. All right. And then you brought up Jake Busey.
Yeah, didn't have a line at all, but you could tell he was in the background in one major scene, and you can definitely tell just by his mouth. He's got those Busey teeth.
Yeah. Now, what's the first thing that, when you think of Jake Busey, what's the first thing you think of?
Starship Troopers.
Contact.
Oh, yeah. He was, yeah, Contact, too, yeah. But I always think of Starship Troopers. Ace. Everyone needs a friend like me.
Nice, nice. Let's see. On the topic of Jamie Gertz, when Melissa hears Bill yelling at Joe, you know, like not killing herself during the pursuit, you know.
Oh, yeah. When they're trying to set the
like, it's not going to bring your dad back and everything, you know, and yeah, you can't even see what's right in front of you. Me, Joe, me. And I loved how expressive Jamie Gertz was, and it just really tied into the movie. Really, like it tied into the plot really, really, really well. That's one of my favorite scenes, and she doesn't even say a word. You know, she's overwhelmed and she's heartbroken, but confused by it all at the same time.
Yeah.
She doesn't quite know how to process it. It's
very awkward.
Yeah. But, she just did such a great job. That's one of my favorite scenes in the entire movie.
She emoted very well.
Yes. Very much so. Now, there's a lot of things, a lot of the time I turn my brain off when I watch a movie. But there's just something in this movie that just bugs the living shit out of me. And no matter how hard I try, I can't ignore it.
Okay. What is it?
The final twister, the F5.
Yeah.
They are, you know, they have deployed,
Dorothy 3,
right? And just didn't... Wait, no. Was that 4? 3? 4.
They just left it on the road?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 3.
Yeah, that was 3. You're right. And the tree trunk. You know, it's jammed up under the trunk, the car, and the truck. They're trying to get away. And they see something flying, and the tornado's about to release some debris. What is that? What is that? And they're trying to get out of there, and suddenly the tanker comes flying out, and it's going right towards their vehicle, and they're doing their best to get out of there, And the tornado picks the tanker back up, and it's when it's right in front of them. How did it not pick their truck up? If it can yank that freaking tanker right back, you know, presumably full of gasoline or some other combustible, if it can yank a semi back off the road, why didn't it pull up their truck? That movie should have been over. They should have been dead. I no matter how much I try and turn my brain off and just ignore it, that scene bugs the shit out of me.
Yeah, I always think the same thing.
It was right there. Maybe the tanker provided a temporary windshield, but as soon as it lifted it, there should have been enough force in that tornado to yank that truck and the freaking tree that they were stuck on.
Yeah.
You know, and then the tanker gets redeposited, you know, crashes and blows up, and there's a fire, and it looks like they're driving straight through it, but it's like, hello, there's, you know,
truck debris there.
What
truck carcass?
Hold, what the piece of the main piece of the car that you attach everything to, and it has the wheels. What's
the axle?
No, not the axle.
Undercarriage.
But there's something else. There's another name for that piece of the car, and it's what it holds all the weight. And I don't know. Car stuff isn't my strong suit.
It should have been broke. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, they, like, if they're gonna drive through the fire, you know, because it looks like they go right in it instead of going around it. You know, shouldn't they have?
The other Dorothy.
What piece of
the chassis?
Yes, thank you. The chassis.
Thank you, Marianne.
You got that? Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that from Marianne. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Marianne. See?
Yeah.
I told you she's awesome.
You think they should have been burned or something?
No, they should have crashed into a giant hunk of fucking metal.
Yeah. They should have. And the machine that was in the back, the one that was still left, everything that was exposed should have been burned.
Yes.
And that follows with another part that bugs me about that. When the house kind of flies into the road and they end up going through the house. Yeah, that thing should have been ripped out of the back of the truck.
It was anchored down, though.
It doesn't matter. They were going through a house, tearing through things. They weren't just going through a window. They were going through, you know, two by fours.
No, because they went up the stairs and back out the window.
No, if you look at it, they go through a wall.
But it's just, I'm assuming it's drywall or plaster. It's just a little bit of wood, and they've already got all that momentum.
Momentum? Yeah, it should have just torn it apart. Really should have, because it was exposed.
There's a lot of the physics that don't play out in this movie.
There was the cool part with the drive-in, when a twister's coming through that I pointed out while they were watching The Shining.
Yes, yes.
And as soon as the tornado starts to rip apart the screen, it's the moment when Jack Nicholson tears through the door with the axe, and he's got his face in it. Here's Johnny, and there's the tornado ripping through.
Yeah, I think they did that on purpose. Oh, let's see. Another thing that bothers me. Again, with that final F5. They run into the barn. Who are these people? Okay, that's a funny scene. Just takes one look at everything hanging up in there. You know, there's the scythes and
I said it was the Grim Reaper's barn.
Yeah. He's like, nope. We're out of here. Who are these people? Anyway, so they go into that little outhouse thing with the pipes.
Yeah.
And they anchor themselves down
with leather straps.
Yeah.
They were going to get down and funky in there.
Yeah. But they're hanging on for dear life, and they turn and they look up at inside the funnel of the F5, and you got the little secondary secondary piece of it. There was so much goddamn debris flying around in there. They wouldn't have been able to see shit. And if they did, like all of the dust and debris would have been moving so fast, it would have sandblasted the lenses of their eyes.
That's true. It would have.
And it should have probably peeled their skin. But regardless, there's no way they would have been able to see anything in there. That's another one that just bugs the shit out of me.
Yeah. I thought the ending was happy because whenever they were sitting up and looking around afterwards,
it didn't take the house.
And I thought that was bullshit. It took the barn. It took all the farm equipment. So what? I'll bet insurance is not going to cover all that. So you know what's going to take the house? The bank. He won't be able to work. He's got no crops. No farm equipment. So, yeah, they're just screwed. They just got a hole in the ground they just walked out of. That's what they got.
You know, when they finally come out of their storm shelter, the guy just looked up and looked around and...
Motherfucker!
Yeah. Where did one of the tornadoes touch down?
Wakita?
Well, yeah, Wakita. Yeah. Booed. Now, certain city. Where did you first see Twister?
Oh, in a place called Canton.
And one of the tornadoes hit Canton.
Yeah, it was headed towards Canton. I thought that was weird.
See, I thought it was Canton, Texas, and that made sense because previously they were in Enid, Oklahoma, and God. Okay. Remind me to come back to Enid.
Okay.
But I thought it was talking about Canton, Texas. I'm like, okay, all right. Well, I can kind of see that, you know. Texas is still part of Tornado Alley.
Yeah,
you know, I can see it heading down to the Dallas area and being plausible.
Well, recently, it was like 10 miles outside of it.
Well, right, but I mean, having the storm system migrate from
Oklahoma
to Texas.
Yeah, but that would have been a hell of a storm because I did. It was
a hell of a storm
between the two cities, the one in the actual Canton in Oklahoma and the one in Texas. It's 360 miles average, so.
I think a big ass storm can make it that far.
Well, they've had storms like that, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So I thought they were talking about Canton, Texas, but then you know. Yeah, you had to break that one.
Yeah.
You broke my spirit a little bit, but that's all right. That's all right.
Put you in your place.
Needs to be done every once in a while. Cuz okay. Remember we started off the show by pointing out that I'm ambitious.
Yeah.
Okay, so why is it that every movie that I like that takes place in Oklahoma has to reference Enid?
I don't know. This is the only movie I've ever watched that says anything about Enid.
It's not that I can list them off the top of my head, but I always hear Enid, Oklahoma, you know, being brought up.
And it's northern Oklahoma, so I don't know. I only know a few towns in southern Oklahoma.
I was looking it up, like, okay, I know Oklahoma City's got to be the largest city in Oklahoma, but maybe Enid's number two. No, it's not. It's number freaking nine. So why does it constantly get brought up in movies that I like?
I have no idea. Do I want to know why?
Why?
Do you have some issue with Enid?
Oh, someone that I have a lot of issues with is from Enid, Oklahoma.
Okay.
So yeah, there's a past, and here, this movie drudged up some shit today. It really did. In fact, we had to stop it so I can go be emotional. It kind of sucked. But and it happened not too long, you know. Happened not too long after the reference to Enid, and then there was the breakup scene immediately afterwards, and it just didn't put me in. I wasn't
emo sleep.
Some shit went went down with someone from Enid, Oklahoma, and it resulted in a breakup. So it triggered something.
Okay.
Something I hadn't thought about in years. Anyway, so that's why I have a irrational hatred towards anything that references Enid.
All right, I'll have to remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I don't have anything else in my notes. You got anything else in yours?
Nothing that I could remember. Wrote a couple of things down, but I think I covered them.
Okay. You know,
the house, the drive-in.
The drive-in, yeah. I really like your storm cellar design idea. Two doors. It makes a hell of a lot of sense based on movie physics.
Yeah. Everything I've learned from
movies. And I'll bet you that...
They should have had a desk under there, too, in that thing.
Nice.
They could have hid under the desk.
No, Enid's not a trigger word for me, Marianne, but you know exactly what I'm referring to. And I'm not putting it on record any more than I already have. So, now, Enid itself is not a trigger word because it's so fluffy. Because one of the girls in Despicable Me was named Enid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I have no problem with the name Enid. It's just Enid, Oklahoma. The city is tainted. So mostly because a shithead lives there. Hey!
I saw what you did there.
Yes, I know it was Agnes, but one of the girls was Enid. And when I think Despicable Me, I immediately think, it's so fluffy! Oh, all right. So let's see. The movie, let's see. This was released on May 10th of 1996. Woohoo! 19 years ago. Look at that. It's rated PG-13 and it has a 113 minute runtime. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What'd they do budget wise?
$92 million. I'm sure that all went to the, you know, CGI.
The effects, yeah. And you know what? I like them. They still hold up.
Yeah, they do. There were a couple of scenes. Well, like the tree scooting down the road. You could really tell that was CGI. But other than that,
yeah.
It looked pretty good. Like with the tornadoes, they looked good.
Yeah, but, and despite the non-sandblasted skin... and lenses staying attached to the eyes and being in the middle of a F5 holding on to pipes anchored 30 feet down, holding on for dear life to the pipe itself and being strapped in with leather straps. That was a really cool shot looking up and inside.
Yeah.
Even though if it bugs the shit out of me.
I guess at the time
the horses when they're running over to the barn.
The horses took off. Bless you.
I'm still laughing at what I was saying.
Your comment?
Yeah. Oh, well, you two quit horsing around. Get in that structure. Oh, wait, not that one. It doesn't look stable.
What's wrong with you?
It was fun. So 92 million, and in the opening weekend, it did $41,100,000 alone in the U.S. Total box office was $241,721,524. So I would say that this was definitely a box office success.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the tomato meter, critics gave it 57% and the audience gave it 58. I really expected it to do better than that, especially for how much I enjoy this movie.
Yeah, I expected more from the audience part of it, but
definitely,
especially
yeah.
since it made $241 million.
Yep.
But yeah.
Yep. And do you know who wrote it?
Michael Crichton.
And Anne-Marie Martin.
Yep.
Yep. Based on a book.
Now, that's got to be a fun read.
I want to read it now. I know. As soon as I saw Michael Crichton, oh, okay. Well, if Michael Crichton did the writing for it, there's got to be a book. So I'm going to go find it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read it. No, I'm just going to go find it and put it on my bookshelf and never read it. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what I do. I like to pretend that I read. I never read anything at all. I didn't just finish something really fucking awesome this week that I recently found out that they're making into a movie later this year, and may have been looking at some of the production photos today that involved Matt Damon in an Ares 3 EVA suit on the surface of Mars after he's been stranded there, after being impaled by an antenna and having the rest of his crew leave him because they thought he was dead. Yeah. Alone on Mars. The Martian. Fuck, that was a fun book. yeah.
I'm about halfway through it.
Awesome.
I do like it.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm really happy that they're making that into a movie. I can't wait. It's coming out in November, I believe.
Well, I hope I'm done with the book by then.
I'm sure you will be. All right, well, you got anything else, Kitty?
No, I'm good.
Okay, well, that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, that's Nights with a K.
The Midnight Movie Podcast. Midnight Movie Nights Podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, soon, or probably Deezer as well. I haven't actually downloaded the Deezer app to check it out, but if we're in Stitcher, we're probably there too. TuneIn and a few other podcast directories. Okay. Someone yawned at a very unfortunate time.
Yeah, the live show starts at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. We were on time this week, so yay.
We've been on time for last few shows in a row.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We've got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com.
.com?
Did I say .com?
At least you didn't say .scam.
Yeah.
Send us money. We'll give you nothing. Get used to disappointment.
Yeah. So, hey, that's midnightmovienights.com. And it's also...
.communist? You're a communist? When did you go red?
Just chill out there. What's his name? Who accused
McCarthy?
People? Yeah. Forgot his name all of a sudden. And it's where you can find the live stream.
Ew. You do a live stream? You hang a rope on the camera?
Yeah. Selfie stick.
Oh, that's just wrong. The baton douche.
No, that's wrong.
Well, douche does have a stream.
Oh, that's... No.
What, you don't want to talk about feminine care?
No, I'm good.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Very sure.
I can tell you the ins and outs of douching.
No. I'm good. Thank you.
There's a bag?
Ah!
and a nozzle.
California.
On Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, especially if... I've made that joke before. I'm not going to go for that. That's low-hanging fruit. If you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
We'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo. And some guy named @JudgeFunkyBoy on Twitter.
Tina.
I'm Tom, and I'm way into butts.
No, you are Tina. Get it right.
For our theme.
Wouldn't that be funny if Tina re-recorded it saying, I'm Tina, and I'm way into butts.
That would be funny. And @DCCantel for our segment intros.
Indeed.
And no new followers this week.
No new followers this week. Nah. Did we follow all of the ones that follow? Wait.
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did people unfollow us? I swear that we got some new ones.
No, they were all new last week.
Then
there was a couple of them, two or three.
The Mattman podcast. Why didn't we follow them after the show?
I don't know.
After the show.
And I want to thank everyone else for listening.
Indeed.
Live or otherwise.
And everyone who played along tonight. Let's see. We got Diana. We've got Marianne. We've got Tina. We got Jessica. Crescent City 2013. Oh. Oh. Okay. Thanks, Jessica. Yeah, in Crescent City in 2013. You know, even though something bad happened there, when someone says Crescent City, I immediately think of the Pete Fountain album. Tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree is on that one, and I used to sing it with my dad and sister in the car whenever we'd go driving anywhere. We had it on tape, and then I got it on vinyl because it never made a CD printing, and it's not sold digitally. It was released in 1972.
It's not digitally released?
No. I had to get it on vinyl, and then I sent it away to a restoration expert who digitized it for me.
Wow.
And I was able to give it to my dad for Father's Day last year, or maybe it was his birthday. I think it was Father's Day. But yeah, so got to reclaim that little bit of nostalgia. And so that's what I think when I hear, read, or, otherwise, whatever, maybe write Crescent City. But Marianne, Tina, Diana, Jessica, we got one from Johnny in there. Thanks for playing along with the live show. It means a lot to us.
Thanks.
It certainly does. Yeah. And we'd like to thank you for listening. Even though the cat already said that. We just really want to thank you. So thank you. And thank you. Oh, shit. We're going native Canadian.
Hey?
You hoser. I'm Miranda Janelle, eh?
I'm at that freaking kitty.
Hey, kitty, let's go play a hockey video game.
Beauty.
Cow. I gotta go, Julia. We got cows.
Red meat. We crave sustenance.
Food.
Food.
Hey, we are absolutely not going.
Midnight Movie Night.
So I do want to throw one thing out there because I got a message from Jessica when we were talking, or when I had brought up Robert Rodriguez and Spy Kids. She mentioned Four Rooms, and Robert Rodriguez did one of the segments in that one. And yes, I have indeed seen that movie. I haven't seen it since the 90s, but holy crap, I love it. Absolutely love it. Have you ever seen Four Rooms?
Nope.
Yeah, it was Robert Rodriguez, Quentin Tarantino, and I forget who else, but
just four different segments and one movie. Okay,
it's definitely worth watching. I remember it scaring the crap out of me.
Was it a scary movie?
No, not really. It's just. Yeah, I found it a little unsettling, but still loved it. And I was a teenager when I saw it, so.
Okay, maybe I'll have to check it out eventually.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Awesome.
Yeah. I did have something else. Now I don't remember what it was.
You remember once we finished?
Probably not.